Without further.
I just wanna get to know ya.
I did a lot of things wrong, but I wanna do right. And I gotta know if it's too late, help me change my ways. Or have you given up on me? I'm not satisfied with my life. I'm missing you, Lord, and not right. So if you're really real, I want the chance to get to really know you. But the church ain't right. I don't see the difference. Help me find a word that can change my life. Keep me coming back more. I wanna get stronger in you. Gotta satisfy this hunger for you. So if you're really real, I want the chance to really get to know you. Get to know him a little better. Put your hands up. Put your hands up.
Good evening and welcome. This is Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. You are tuning in to my radio segment titled Empowering for All. Praise God for you. Thank God for all my listeners, my return listeners, and my first-time listeners. You are in for a treat tonight. On tonight's segment, I have the wonderful, outstanding, highly recognized artist and songwriter, Mario J. Brown. He will be coming up shortly, and we're going to be interviewing this evening. Many of you know my show has not been on long, but being obedient to God, the growth is escalating, my audience is growing, and success is brewing in the air. It is always a joyous time in the Lord. Next week, as I continue on basking and having a great holiday season, do join me again. I'm going to have Rick and Chris Strickland, the authors of the Deep Confessions of Faithful Men. they will be returning to do part two. They were with me November 24th. Praise God for them. It is such an exciting time in the Lord. I'm so happy for everything that God is doing. And as you can see, he's steady connecting and bringing in the anointing, because Mario J. Brown, as you all were listening, as the show started, I was playing his song, Glory. And can you say anointed? I love every song that he sent me. I'm on my way. When I get done with the show, I'm going to buy the CD. It is a must-have. Mario, I'm just so excited and elated for what God is doing. And looking forward to speaking with you. Do tune in, audience, every Sunday here at Blog Talk Radio. My show is produced by the lovely Miss Nikki Rich, such a profound, outstanding, encouraging, knowledgeable, recognized woman in the business. I am so elated and ecstatic to be a part of her network. We've got so many great things coming up in 2014. You don't want to miss it. God is doing such a wonderful thing, and we're looking forward to continuous harvest and blessings from the Lord. You can always dial in, even while I'm speaking and interviewing with Mario tonight. We're going to run a little longer. We're going to go 90 minutes, so Mario, get ready. I'm even going to allow some callers if they have some questions for you. But remember, callers, this is a gospel-based show. Every call that comes in and you do ask a question with Mario, we ask that you keep it clean. And we go forth in greatness. 323-580-5749. I'm going to go to a break. I'm going to play another one of Mario's songs, and we're going to come back shortly. Thank you.
If it wasn't for you, I'd still be standing in the middle of the road, lost and confused. When you had a plan for me and I never knew, but now I'm living all for your glory. I found my purpose in you. That's why I'm telling everyone my story. I wanna blow my trumpet for you.
And maybe they could change to do
and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Praise God. Pardon me. Praise God. Welcome back. I am Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. You are tuned in listening to my radio segment titled Empowering for All. In a few minutes, less, better yet, a few seconds, I'm going to bring on live my guest tonight, Mario J. Brown. Mario J. Brown, also known as Rio, is a singer, songwriter, artist, dad, husband, praise and worship leader. He is signed with the infamous icon Fred Hammond Entertainment on Fred Hammond's label. Also, he is connected with Bronx Bridge Entertainment. It is going to be a joyous, anointed time in the Lord. For those of you just tuning in and those of you that have been with us from the start, I played Mario's songs, the first song starting the show titled Get to Know You. The last song before coming back, I played titled Glory. Without further ado, I don't want to keep him holding. I want to get into this interview. It is going to be power-packed, filled with glory and anointing from the Lord. Without further ado, let's bring on the line Mario J. Brown.
Hello,
Mario.
Hello.
Praise God, praise God. You can hear it in my voice. I just want to get up and do a dance right now. Do you hear me?
That's all right.
That anointing that you have and the gift of sultriness and just presence of God is just all over you. I'm telling
praise
you.
God. Praise God.
Not
thank
only
you.
Is it a blessing. Yes, it is such a blessing to have you on my show. I'm telling you, God can do great things from a small and young woman from a small town.
Absolutely. I'm honored to be on the show today. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. So, Mario, once again, as I introduced you, and you have so many titles, I'm going to have to reiterate because I just think it's phenomenal. You, once again, you're a singer, you're an artist, you're a songwriter, you're a husband, you're a father to four lovely children, and a praise and worship leader at your church. You are a busy man.
Yes, 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 very busy.
And then to top it all off, God has deposited such a great anointing in you that is just so wonderful. Now, you began singing and playing the drums at age 2, and you're born and raised town of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You grew up and attended Greater New Life Church of God in Christ under your granddad, Reverend Joe Orr. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
Well, Mario, I want you to go ahead and tell the audience, being at such a young age, coming into the sultriness and the presence of God, give us a little detail of your journey of how it started then and how you were led to where you are now.
Awesome. Well, I started out, like you said, at a very young age. I grew up in a family church. My granddad was my pastor and has been for many years. And in that church, you know, different family members were called upon to do various things. So one of them being I was on the drum. Well, actually, let me back up a little bit. My mom, actually, she played the drums while she was carrying me. So she would be on the drums, and I guess it just was natural for me to come out playing. So the Lord blessed me with that gift as well. So I started playing on the drums. I played limited keys, and I just started singing. My sister and I have an older sister who's about 4 years older than me, and we would sing duets, and I was always very short. It took me a while to grow. I didn't start really growing until my high school years, and they would always kind of put me up on a chair so I can be level to my sister, and we would do duets, and we would sing pretty much at every event that there was in the Church of God in Christ. So that's kind of where I grew up and where I started to develop my gift, and, you know, I just thank God for that opportunity and, you know, the family that I grew into. I would say pretty much my entire family on my granddad's side have musical talents and musical gifts. So it was something that I couldn't escape. And I praise God for it. Just something that it's through my lineage and my heritage. So it's just a part of who I am.
Wow.
And so, yeah. So you know, like I said, just growing up in the church, just having that opportunity to be put out in front and allowing my gift to develop. You know, I'm truly thankful for that, and my granddad as well.
Wonderful. Praise God. Praise God. Now, moving forward, Mario, you are married to the lovely Kenya Patterson, now not Patterson, / Brown.
Yes, yes, yes.
You all have 4 children. Now, forgive me if I mispronounce their names. My pronunciation may be a little off, but I'm going to try my best, and you come in and correct. Jamin?
Jamin.
Jamin, okay. London?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Brooklyn?
Yes.
And Sydney?
And Sydney. Yep, that's correct. You got it.
4 lovely, and I saw their pictures, beautiful children. Beautiful, beautiful children, beautiful family, lovely wife.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Now, and I love to ask this, being an evangelist and, you know, me being single, you'll find that I will go there in our interview, so you might have to kind of drift over into the family thing a little bit. I love and honor family. I really do. I'm old school when it comes to that. I love to see men such as yourself, you know, married, devoted, a father to your children and present in your children's lives and connected to your wife. That means everything to me. I respect that 100%. So tell the audience, Mario, how long have you been married? How old and how old the children are?
Well, our first son, actually, I had my son when I was 18 years old, and that was prior to my marriage. So together, my wife and I, we have 3 daughters, and so that's Brooklyn, Sydney, and London. Jamin was born prior to my marriage. Again, I was 18 years old, fresh out of high school, young, and, you know, I've grown since then, and I just thank God for his grace and his mercy. Jamin turned out to be a fantastic child. I mean, he's 17 now, and he is just very gifted and talented. He's on my first CD that I guess we'll talk about in a little bit, the Mario Brown Project, and he's singing. He's also writing songs as well, and then I'll share something else a little bit with you later regarding another CD that's coming out. Yeah, my wife and I, we've been married for 7 years now. Got an anniversary coming up this coming January, so excited about that. And,
wonderful.
Yes, thank you. So I'm just we're here, and we're raising 3 beautiful girls. Brooklyn is 7 years old. Sydney is 2 years old, and then we have a newborn, London, and she just turned 5 months old. So my hands are full, very busy, 3 girls, and well, actually, a total of 4 women in the house. So, you know, pray my strength in the Lord. God is
yes.
good. I'm grateful for my family.
Praise God. Yes, and we will move forward. Shout out to your wife. Hey, Kenya, how you doing? I know you got your hands full, but God has blessed you with an anointed family and beautiful children. Praise God for you both, and I wish you all so many more years of success and blessings in your lives, and continual praise goes to lifting up the name of God. Your album is titled The Mario Brown Project. It was released October 2012. It is available in stores. Tell the audience, Mario, where they can purchase your CD and give us more detail about it.
Absolutely. The Mario Brown Project is available now in stores. It's in every Walmart, Best Buy. It's also available online via iTunes or other sources of online marketing as well. So you can find it pretty much wherever you look. It's been out again since last year this time. It's doing very well. Excited about it. My second single is now on radio. The first song that you played, Get to Know You, that's on radio now. So I'm excited about that. It's a powerful song. It's different. My music is non-traditional in the sense that although, you know, I grew up in the church, I walked away for a little while, as many of us have, and I was part of an R&B group for a while, and that group was signed with Jagged Edge, and we were in Atlanta doing some music out there. So I got some experience in that arena as well. So a lot of my music, you know, I kind of take some of the style from it as well, but I just changed the lyrics, of course. And when you listen to it, I just, you know, God gave me the ability to make music that pretty much everybody can enjoy. It's versatile. That's why I ended up calling this project the Mario Brown Project, because it has different different styles of music on there. So if you pick it up, I'm sure that you would enjoy it. I'm excited about your listeners hearing it and, you know, maybe hearing of me for the first time. And, you know, I'm just blessed, and I praise God for it.
Yes, and I'm going to let you know something, and I'm sure your ego is already high, but it's okay to have an ego because you are a child of God. Take that ego all the way as high as it can go. I'm going to give it to you. Now, my jam is Get to Know You. I love that song. Ever since you sent it to me, every day I have been playing it consistently.
Wow. Thank you so much. That means a lot. I appreciate
that. I love that song. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love all your songs. But you know how you just have that one song that will just say, hey, that's my jam. That is my jam.
Wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yes, praise God. And once again, for those of you maybe just tuning in and joining us here at Empowering for All, I'm Evangelist Yolanda McTeer, and I am talking with singer, songwriter, artist, husband, dad, praise and worship leader, Mario J. Brown, also known as Rio. He has a CD that is out titled The Mario Brown Project. It is available online, Walmart, Best Buy, iTunes, and Amazon. He's a family man, a father to four beautiful children. Now, moving forward in the interview, Mario, being signed with the icon, Fred Hammond, tell the audience a little bit about how that came to be and how does it make you feel? I mean, because everyone knows when you say Fred Hammond, you say, wait a minute. You know, everybody stops, respects, and listens to this man. I mean, I remember him, and I'm telling my age, you know, growing up, literally. Yeah. It was like Fred Hammond. It was like, I'm not moving.
Right. Wow. Well, yeah, it just, I mean, God is amazing, and he has a plan for each and every one of our lives. And, you know, if I have a little time, I'll kind of explain this a little bit. My wife and I, at the time, we only had Brooklyn, who's 7 years old. We moved away to Charlotte, North Carolina. And while there, you know, I had went seeking a job and just believing God that he had sent us to Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, this is a place that we didn't have any family there, any friends. We didn't know anybody there, but I heard the voice of the Lord say, go. And so it took a lot of faith and, you know, support of my wife to go along with me and trust it, you know, the God in me. And we got there, and I started to look for, was supposed to start a job there, and the job fell through. And so here I am in an unfamiliar place without employment and my wife and my daughter. So I begin to question God if I really heard his voice or if this was, you know, something that I did on my own and now I'm out here alone. So I heard him say, use what you have. And at that moment, I had always been a songwriter, a musician. You know, I preferred to play the background and just be a songwriter for other artists, major artists that are out here. And at that moment, he said, use what you have. And so, you know, I stepped out in faith and I reached out to a producer I know. His name is Pierre Madur, lives out in Atlanta, part of the corner. And, you know, he said that God had spoke to him about working with me as well. You know, so I was just elated that he would even work with me. This is a Grammy-nominated producer, and, you know, he's got all kind of accolades, and, you know, he thought enough of little old me to work with me. So we got together, and the first song that I created, that we created, was the song Glory. And, you know, that song was a very sincere song. Like I said, it was birthed out of a very sincere place. And I basically just told the Lord that, you know, I do it all for your glory. So not to be seen to man. And, you know, a lot of us are living and, you know, just trying to find out what our purpose is. And, you know, I found out my purpose is, you know, simple. It's to bring glory and honor to God through my gift. And so I stepped out there, and that's where the song Glory was birthed. And once I finished the song, I started letting people hear it, and, you know, they liked it and, you know, wanted to hear more. And I sent the song to DJ Tony Neal of the Core DJs. Now, he is very big in the secular arena, and he happens to be from my hometown, Milwaukee, as well. So I sent him the record, and he listened to it, and he was really excited about it. And so about a day later, he called me. He said, "Hey, do you have a record deal yet, or what's going on with the rest of the album?" I was like, "Well, no, I don't know where this is going to take me. I just heard God say, use what you have." He said, "Well, hold on the line." So he clicked over, and he had this guy named Chris Brown on the phone, and not the Chris Brown, the singer, but there's an attorney named Chris Brown, who happens to be Fred Hammond's attorney as well. So Chris got on the phone, and he said, "Hey, man, I'm going to send the song to Fred." And, you know, so Chris sent the song to Fred. Fred heard the song, and Fred was like, "Sign him. Like, I want him." So that's kind of how that happened. And, you know, I was just elated. Again, as you said, I grew up really respecting Fred Hammond and Commission, and, you know, I loved groups back in the day. So, you know, that really was just, you know, I was like, "Wow, God, I hear you," you know, and I was just very thankful that he saw fit to connect me with Fred. So today, presently, I'm signed with Bronx Bridge Entertainment, which is Chris's label, and also with Fred Hammond's Family Entertainment, so I have a joint venture deal with the two of them.
Wonderful. Praise God. Now, you know, the whole time I have been talking with you, and, you know, I'm kind of telling my age, and, you know, you respecting Fred Hammond as well, I didn't even ask you. Now, how old are you, Mario?
I'm 35.
Well, yeah, so you remember the Fred Hammond days that I was relating to.
Yeah,
you know, when Fred Hammond came out, it was like, hey, his praise.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you were really sad when he was done. Did you feel like, we can't get any more of that?
right. Yeah, Fred is, he's the man. I've been blessed to tour with him. Last summer I was able to tour with him and Byron Cage and Jay Moss and several other artists, and it was just one of the greatest experiences of my life to date. And just being able to be around and, you know, just kind of soak up everything. You know, I'm like a sponge when I'm in his presence. I try to get whatever I can. And he's a very, very kind man, you know, and he makes himself available. So I speak to him quite often, and, you know, he's there to give me a listening ear. So he's very, very humble, guy.
And you know what? I love to hear that type of feedback about men and women who are standing in the calling of God, because so many times people will allow their flesh to get in the middle or in the front of their titles. And you'd be surprised how many times that you hear profound, well-known, recognizable people such as Fred Hammond who can act very ugly or have a nasty disposition about themselves. So I'm telling you, I'm so pleased to hear that Fred Hammond is a humble man and, you know, reaches out and helps people. That's a blessing. Really, really glad to hear that. Now, tell me a little bit more about the tour. You toured with Byron Cage. Now, he's another phenomenal artist as well. Where did you all tour, and will you be touring again anytime soon with anyone?
Well, the tour that we did was called the McDonald's Gospel Tour. I think it's about 7 or 8 cities. I was a part of the Dallas show, Detroit show, Chicago. And basically, you know, I would open up and do a couple of songs, and, you know, he just opened that door for me to be able to have that opportunity and experience. And I took a group of people from Milwaukee, a busload of people. It was about 55 of us. We got on the coach bus, and we drove down to Detroit, and they got an opportunity to meet Fred as well and enjoy the concert. Then we turned around and we drove to Chicago. So I made it a point to be with, you know, my friends and family, opposed to hopping on the tour bus with everybody else. So it was a great experience.
Okay.
It was something I enjoyed it a lot. And so currently, I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm also connected to Marette Brown Clark.
Okay.
I was at a service here in Milwaukee about a year and a half ago. And she was brought in to be the special guest artist. And that same church asked me to come and minister before she got up. So I sang afterwards, after service was over, I gave her a CD. And, you know, that was it. That was all I thought about it. About 2 or 3 weeks later, I was getting phone calls from people around here, and they were like, hey, man, Moret's trying to get in touch with you. She's on Twitter blowing you up. And I'm like, huh, Moret? Cool. Moret Brown Choir? Wow. Okay. So, you know, I got in touch with her, and she has a management company. She manages herself, Anthony Brown, and Group Therapy, and now she manages me as well. So, yeah, that's Moretta's my manager, and she's opened up several doors that she's been able, that God has allowed her to walk through. And she's just been a tremendous blessing in my life and on this journey, helping out with my career and giving me direction and guidance and feedback. And, yeah, she's just a jewel. So I also praise God for that. And that's just a testament to, you know, just giving God a yes and doing what he says, because I didn't know any of these people. You know, I knew of them but didn't know them personally. And to now be connected with, you know, two of the biggest names in gospel, I just give God praise for it.
Yes, praise God. Because once again, I did notice that highlight. Her name is Moret Brown Clark of Nettie's Child Management, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes. So praise God for her. Praise God. If you are listening, Moret Brown, call in. Say hello. I'm going to bring you on live so you can give us some input. Praise God for you. Now, Mario, I'm going to give you a little break because I am anxious. I want the audience to hear your other new song titled My Christmas Carol. So we're going to go to a short break. We're going to play that, and then we're going to come back and continue the interview. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right, audience, once again, we'll be back. I am interviewing artist, songwriter, singer, husband, praise and worship leader, along with father, Mario J. Brown. We'll be back in a moment.
Got all my favorite uncles coming through. My sister, my auntie, and my mother too. Got all the kids here. Even my gangster cousins got the Christmas cheer. Holiday specials on the cable. It's about a million cakes and pies up on the table. I'm loving every minute, but I wanna do something very special this year. So if I wrote a melody, won't you sing it? Don't matter if you sing off key, just spin it. We're having a good time, feeling alright. Everybody sing along, say
la 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 la
la la
la la la la la.
This is my Christmas carol. 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 Phone slapping on the table, food cooking in the kitchen. Family sitting around, everybody reminiscing. Everybody's here but Big Mama's missing. Last year this time she was telling us to listen. As we gather round and pray, I'm thankful for another day. I'm loving every minute, but I want to do something a little different this year.
So if I wrote a melody, would you sing it?
Don't matter if you sing off key, just spin it. We're having a good time, feeling alright. Everybody sing along, say
la 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 la
la la la. This is my Christmas carol. This is my Christmas carol. Fa la 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 la
la la la.
This is my Christmas carol. This is my Christmas carol. Best present for me
is my family.
I got all that I need
right in front of me.
I don't need no money. This priceless love is more than enough for me. Best present for me
is my family.
I got all that I need
right in front of me.
I don't need no money. This priceless love is more than enough for me.
La 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 la
la la la la
la la la la.
This is my Christmas carol. This is my Christmas carol.
La 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 la
la
la la la.
This is my Christmas carol. This is my Christmas carol.
Welcome back. I am Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. You are tuning in to hear my radio segment tonight, titled Empowering for All. On tonight's show, I have been interviewing and talking with Mario J. Brown. He is an artist, songwriter, husband, praise and worship leader, dad, singer, signed with Bronx Bridge Entertainment, along with being signed with the icon, Fred Hammond Entertainment. Before we went to break, I let everyone know, for those of you just tuning in, I was going to play the song by Mario titled My Christmas Carol. I started the show this evening by playing another song by Mario titled Glory, and also I played Get to Know You. For those of you who are just once again tuning in, if you would like to partake and purchase Mario's CD. His CD is out. It is titled The Mario Brown Project. It is available to you online, Best Buy, iTunes, Amazon, and Walmart. Mario, as we get back into the interview, I don't want to further delay. I want you to highlight to the audience, you have done some great things. You've been featured on the October issue this year for Sister to Sister. That is a magazine. Tell us a little bit about that and how that came to be.
Yes. Like you said, this past October I was featured in the gospel section of Who's Who, and I believe it was Sister to Sister magazine. Great opportunity for me. Opportunity was presented through my manager, Moret Brown Clark, who has a relationship with that particular magazine. And she called me, and she was very excited. She said, hey, I talked to so-and-so over at, Sister to Sister, and, you know, would you be interested in doing an interview with them? I said, absolutely. So they called, and we did the interview over the phone, and it was printed. That's a national publication, so that can be found, you know, in Walgreens and different places like that. So, again, just another testament of God's faithfulness to his word and his promise, and, you know, just a great opportunity overall.
Praise God. And once again, that was you were featured in this year, October 2013, correct?
Yes.
Yes, wonderful. Now, also, too, Mario, along with the great things that you're doing in your life and God is elevating you and you're participating in, you also maintain being a praise and worship leader and director of music and fine arts at Park Lawn Assembly of God in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, under Pastor Walter Harvey. Now, before you go in and highlight us and, you know, give us some details on that, I know without a shadow of a doubt, not only is Pastor Walter Harvey blessed, he is ecstatic to have you on board. So tell us how long you've been there and some things that are going on in the church.
Wow. Yes, Park Lawn Assembly of God. I love my church. I've been there for a little over 2 years now. And I'm the music and fine arts director. So that basically includes not only just the praise and worship, the music, it also includes dance and drama and the sound ministry. And, you know, it's a whole lot of things under that umbrella. But primarily my responsibilities are to work with the praise team and the choir and the youth praise team to just get them in position and get them prepared for service as well. So I lead worship 3 out of 4 Sundays per month. I have a gracious pastor. He's allowed me 1 Sunday out of every month to travel and, you know, pursue my personal ministry as well, which you don't find that, you know, a whole lot. There aren't a lot of pastors that are willing to allow their worship leaders to get out and travel, but he's committed to allowing that 1 Sunday per month. So I appreciate that, and I do take advantage of that 1 Sunday that I'm able to float around the U.S. So I thank God for him, and I thank God for that. But, yeah, it's a great church, very friendly people. The music ministry has grown tremendously, and, you know, it's a good place to be in.
Now tell me, Mario, if myself or my producer or my audience wanted to visit your church, give us some, you know, details, you know, the complete name, address, where's your church located? Because you never know with me. I'm a traveling woman. I might actually show up one Sunday because I can never have too much Jesus.
Well, our church is located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on the corner of Sherman and Fond du Lac Avenue. And you can find us online at parklawn.org. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. Parkland.org, Pastor Walter Harvey, and it's an Assembly of God church. And it's an awesome ministry.
Praise God. And service, what time are the services, or is it just one service? What time do the services start?
We have two services. One begins at 8 a.m., and our second service begins at 11 a.m. And each service runs about an hour and a half.
I am one of those people, I do kind of cheat. I like to sleep in on Sunday. So if I do come and let you know, you and your wife and children, I will be at the 11 a.m. service.
Absolutely.
I get kind of spoiled sometimes. I say, I'm that late person. I think a lot of times it has to do with me being born at night. I'm a night baby, so I tend to get a late start. But I get started. It's just a little later than most.
Absolutely. Hey, if I had an option, I would be the same way. But I have to be at both services, so I'm there.
Most definitely. But I know not only is it a blessing for your pastor to have you, it's the congregation as well. To, you know, have you in their presence and leading and doing the things that you're doing for the church. God has truly blessed the church, I'm sure, in more ways than one. So we just ask that continual covering and protection, not only over your pastor, but all the members along with yourself, because a lot of people don't realize when you have been touched and called by God, there a lot of times comes challenges. People see you in your harvest season, but they don't have a clue about your hail season.
That's right.
And am I right, Mario? Correct me now if I'm wrong. I take constructive criticism well, so you can correct me. I will allow that, but I don't feel I'm wrong.
No, you are absolutely 100% right. Thank you for your prayers. Much needed.
Yes, always, always. Now, tell the audience where they can find you. You're so many places, such as Twitter, Facebook. Where else can they find you, along with buying your music and so forth?
Well, my social media sites that I am a part of, on Facebook, you can find me on Mario J. Brown. I have a couple pages on there. I also have a Mario J. Brown 2 and a music page as well. And aside from that, on Twitter, I am at MJB Music, and that's music with a K, so at MJB, M-U-S-I-K. And on Instagram, Mario J. Brown.
Okay, wonderful. Now, Mario, we are going into the end of the year, coming up with a new year. Tell us what we can look forward to from you in 2014.
Well, 2014, I'm looking for that to be a great year for me. My sophomore project will be available in the fall of next year, and I'm looking forward to that. Also, even before next year, tomorrow, I'm releasing a Christmas album. It's 10 songs, and I'll be releasing that free via download. And Lord put it on my heart to do that for friends and family that I've been supporting me for all of these years, been waiting on new music. So, I got in the studio the last month or so, and I put together a project along with some other people here locally and also outside of Milwaukee. And the project, again, it is called The Gift, and it's a Christmas album. The lead single off that is what you play, My Christmas Carol. And, again, tomorrow at 6 o'clock p.m. Central, that album will be available for free download. So I'm hoping that your listeners will go out and get it, and you can find it on Bandcamp. And the way you just put MarioJBrown.bandcamp.com, and you'll be able to download all 10 songs for free. So I want to be a blessing and give back to all of my supporters and people that, have been in my corner. So that's coming up tomorrow, the 9th. And also, again, the project next year should be released the fall of next year. So just really excited. God is doing some amazing things, and I'll continue to travel. And you can also, I forgot to add, if anybody's interested in booking me to come to your city or your church or your event, that information is formariobrown@yahoo.com. That's F-O-R-M-A-R-I-O at Yahoo. I'm sorry, MarioBrown@Yahoo.com. So that's for Mario Brown at Yahoo.com.
Praise God. Well, I'm going to jump in because I'm going to be interested in booking. So you can put me on the calendar.
Praise God.
I've got some things coming up in 2014, and I'm telling you, I'm sure not only would you be a blessing to come to the event and bring your lovely wife and along with the children, it's just like I said, hearing you speak, and as an evangelist, God having that anointing on my life as well, there is a difference when God has called you, along with when God has called you and touched you. You've been called, but you've been touched by God. A lot of times we get so, you know, overwhelmed in ourselves, we can't see it, but others can see it. And others can hear it. Now, I'm just hearing you, but that's a gift God has given me. I can see it all over you. And my producer can get confirmation to this. If God gives me a word for you, it's like a checkbook getting ready to cash it. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying right now, Holy Ghost, thank you, Father. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying to me to tell you, my son, there's been something you've been dealing with you've not told a soul. You and your wife know, but the world doesn't know. As your father, I have come to let you know it is done. It is done. Greater things, increase in your finances is going to come like never before. There's a breakthrough coming for you, Mario. And I hope that you receive that from me, being an evangelist from the Lord.
Yes, 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 absolutely. I receive that word. I receive it. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Now, you know, sometimes God will come in and interrupt, and, you know, I have to be obedient because you know how God is. He don't have a set time. If he say go, I got to go.
I got to go in the spirit.
And I'm just that obedient to my Father. When he speaks to me, I release the word because I have to be obedient to him. And I just thank God for giving you that word on today's show. And I'm looking forward for a feedback from you. My producer gave me feedback on a word God had given me for her, and it just manifested so quickly. It almost startled me. I said, good Lord, you come, Lord. You know, it was like, Lord, you took off like Delta on the runway. You know, because sometimes with God, we hear a word, and it may not come to manifestation until down the road, and God will bring it back to your remembrance that you had got that word. But when I gave her this word, it was like, Lord, you showing up and showing out. So I hope in retrospect God will do that for you as well. And along with many other people, God has given me a word to. I have gotten the feedback relatively quickly that it has come to pass. So we just praise God for
praise
that
God.
And moving forward in your blessings and greatness in your life along with your family as well. Now, Mario, I want you to tell me a little bit about when you've had to go through and it didn't look like you were going to get to, how did you, and this helps everybody because that's what my show is, that's why I titled it Empowering for All. I'm here to build faith, knock down the walls of evilness, and empower people. And so many people, you know as well as I do in this day and time, it is a war to say you love and serve the Lord because so many things are thrown at us in the flesh on a consistent basis, and on any and on all areas of our lives. So can you tell me, along with the audience, how you, as a man, and having your children and being with your wife, that when you go through, because a lot of times I know as a man, you've got to be extra strong. You got to have a double shield of armor on. You got to protect them. You got to be there for your wife. And now here you are going through something. How do you maintain that love for God?
Wow. Well, one thing about it, God's word is true, and his word doesn't return void. And the thing that I do is I stand firm on his word in the good times and the bad times, when you can't see it, when you don't know how things are going to work out. You got to just trust and know that God is God. And, you know, that's the thing that has gotten me this far. A lot of people ask me, you know, in different interviews, or just you know, when I meet people, they say, "Man, how did you, you know, get to where you are? And how can I do it? Or what, you know?" And the thing about it is, you know, we all have a purpose, and God has a plan for each and every one of our lives, and all of the plans are not the same, you know. So everybody mm-hmm. has a different success story. You can talk to from myself to Fred to Moret to yourself, and we all have different stories on how God, you know, has brought us to where we are. So, you know, I would encourage listeners to, first of all, stand on the word. If he promised it to you, you got to remember the promise, even when it doesn't look like it's going to come to pass, and stand firm on it. Those nights that I cried because I didn't see the things that he had promised me or the things that he said would happen in my life, you know, I was just reminded that, you know, he's God and he's sovereign. And at the end of the day, who else do we have? Who else can we count on? And where else can we go but to the Lord? So the Lord is my strength, and that's what's gotten me to where I am. And, you know, my faith in God is very strong. My wife thinks I'm crazy at times because I just believe like that. I know what God is, what he can do and what he will do. So I'm not easily shaken. So mm-hmm. that's the thing that I could, you know, I would hope that would encourage somebody just to, you know, stand firm on who God is in your relationship and knowing that he's for you and not against you. Mm-hmm. And that'll keep you even in the times where, you know, you may make mistakes and you don't feel like God still hears. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So even in those times, he's still with us.
Yes, he is. And I just love what you just said, and I am a believer like that as well. Having that unshakable faith for God, having that phenomenal, crazy, radical, lost your mind, cuckoo,
yeah.
people saying, how can you still trust him? All hell has broke loose. It's not working. Nothing's going on. Nothing's happening. Everything is falling apart. We steady going backwards. We ain't going forward. And you talking about the Lord? That
yeah.
is when you know without a shadow of a doubt that no matter what it looks like, God is still going to give you the victory.
That's right. That's right.
And that is just wonderful to hear you say that and know that you have that profoundness for God. And God honors that. He really does. We may not see it right away, but he honors it. Because a lot of times what God will do is God will sit back and say, let me watch you to see if I can trust you.
You're right.
Because a lot of times people miss the blessings from God because, see, God knows us. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our strengths. And he also knows if he gives it to us, will we still love him? Will we still praise him? Will we still reach out to other people for him? That all has to be processed in you. That's why so many people don't get the manifestations of God. They don't understand that. For much given is much required.
That's right.
And we thank God that you have been one of his children that have done that and moved forward in your blessings. And people, you know, once again, like I said, they see your harvest season, but they don't know your hell season, like you just stated, the night you had to cry. And I know, just like myself, you can contest to this as well. When you say cry, and I'm going to say it, I have cried. It looked like Mike Tyson has whooped my
booty. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Am I right,
Mario? Many times. Yeah, many times wanted to give up and then did give up, but God wouldn't let me go.
Yes, it's almost like God comes and knocks on your door and says, you know what, I'm still here. And you say, Lord, what is it? Lord, I love you, but when you gonna get here? You here, but when you going to get here? The difference,
right.
You're here, but when you going to get here and change this situation?
Wow.
But if I had to do it all over again, going through my trials as well, I tell people all the time, it may have seemed hard, but for God bringing me myself into my harvest season, it was well worth it, because I can tell you that it is so much truth to God getting the glory, because only God gets the glory for taking me through and bringing me to where I am now, and I'm sure you would agree with that as well.
Absolutely.
It's awesome, awesome. Now, what would you say to the audience, especially a lot of the young listeners that are tuned in, listening to me, because a lot of people tune in via web as well to hear my show, what would you say to them as they are wanting to pursue a dream, wanting to obtain, you know, success and all hell has broke loose in their life? What would you say to them they need to do?
Again, I'd say be steadfast and unmovable in your faith and also in your gift. I believe that there's a time for every person where preparation meets opportunity. And it's in that time that if you've been working on your craft and your skill and, you know, when that opportunity comes, you got to be ready for it. I've heard people say many times, stay ready so you don't have to get ready, because you never know when that opportunity is going to come. You never, God just, he works in mysterious ways. So it can take one relationship to change, you know, your whole situation. And, you know, it's just in that moment that you just be ready. And, you know, again, just know that God has put something inside of you that he needs to get the glory out of. Now, if your gift is not glorifying him, I can't promise you what that, you know, where that's going to end up. But if you really have a heart for God and, you know, you want to use your gift to glorify him, you know, I'm a living witness that he'll open some doors and take you places that you never would have imagined. So, you know, I tell people all the time, I believe that he allowed me to carry this so that I could share it with others, because it's sincere. I was one of the people that wasn't very confident in my singing gift, and I didn't feel like, you know, people would really appreciate what I had to give. But, you know, God has, through his anointing, just allowed me to walk in some wonderful places. So, just be encouraged, and again, just continue to trust God and allow him to take you where he wants you to be.
Yes, amen. Can I tell you, this has been such a glorious, joyous time in the Lord, and I hope you feel the same way. I've just been so happy to get a chance to speak with you and do this interview. Now, once again, I'm going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to actually allow you to, I always like to end my show with a prayer. I'm going to allow you to pray before we go off the air tonight. But I'm going to play my jam, as I said before, get to know you. Let the listeners hear that. And for those who are just tuning in and haven't had a chance to hear it, I'm going to play that. And when we come back, we're going to wrap it up and say goodnight. And Mario J. Brown will be closing Empowering for All tonight with a prayer. Is that okay with you, Mario?
That's fine.
All right. We'll be back in a moment.
Get to know ya. I just wanna get to know ya. Get.
I did a lot of things wrong, but I wanna do right. And I gotta know if it's too late, help me change my ways. Or have you given up on me? I'm not satisfied with my life. I'm missing you, Lord, I'm not right. So if you're really real, I want the chance to get to really know you.
Come say this to me, you don't
get to know you.
They say you can make water.
I just wanna get to know you. Yeah. I wanna go to church, but the church ain't right. I don't see the difference. Help me find a word that can change my life. Keep me coming back for more. I wanna get stronger in you. Gotta satisfy this hunger for you. So if you're really real, I want the chance to really get to know you. Stand to get to know him a little better. Put your hands up. Put your hands up.
Get to know you.
Hey.
They say you can make water.
Water. get to know you.
I just wanna get to know ya. Get to know ya. I just wanna get to know ya. Get to know ya.
Praise God. Pardon me. I'm trying to get a little bit under the weather, but I'm holding on. Welcome back. I'm Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. You've been tuned in this evening to my radio segment titled Empowering for All. On tonight's segment, I have been interviewing and enjoying a blessed, anointed time in the Lord with singer, songwriter, artist, husband, dad, praise and worship leader, Mario J. Brown. Mario Brown is signed with Bronx Bridge Entertainment and also with the infamous icon Fred Hammond Entertainment. Mario is 35 years old and such a gifted, anointed man of God. He was born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He is married to the lovely Kenya Patterson Brown. They share four beautiful children, Sydney, London, Brooklyn, and Jamin. He also has been on tour with Byron Cage and Fred Hammond himself. He's been a guest on the Yolanda Adams Show. He was featured this year, October 2013, in the Sister to Sister magazine. Last but not least, Mario is the praise and worship leader and director of music and fine arts at his church, Parkland Assembly of God, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, under the covering of Pastor Walter Harvey. And can I tell you that this night tonight has truly blessed me, and I'm sure for those of you listening, it has been a blessing. Now, many of you know I never like to close my show without prayer. Tonight, God has laid it on my heart. I'm going to let Mario close with prayer. But before I let him close with prayer, Mario, would you like to say anything else to the audience before we end the show tonight? Do say a few more things. I don't want those who missed you not to be able to hear your voice. Go ahead and give us a few last for tonight.
Well, I want to thank you all for listening and tuning in and just giving me a little bit of your time. I pray that you will go out and check out the Mario Brown Project in stores now and also be blessed by this Christmas album that will be available tomorrow for free download. Most of all, I just pray that you would, get to know God, as the song says, a little bit more, a little bit better. We all have room to grow. And, again, I just thank you for your time and listening, and I pray to hopefully be in a city near you soon, and hopefully we'll get a chance to connect, and I'll get a chance to meet you.
Praise God. And for those of you who missed when we did announce, Mario does have a CD out. It is titled The Mario Brown Project. It is available to you online, Walmart, Best Buy, iTunes, and Amazon. Mario, coming up in 2014, is going to bless the world with another project, so we're going to be looking forward to that. For those of you who want to keep up with Mario and what's going on in his life, do follow him at Twitter at MJB Music, M-U-S-I-K. He's also available on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn. Mario, did I miss anything?
You got it all.
Where can find you? Okay. Praise God. Praise God. And I hope you've enjoyed being on my show. And I do want to, in 2014, definitely bring you back. I want to stay abreast of what's going on with you and talk some more in fellowship. Would you be willing to do that?
Absolutely. I'd be honored. And thank you again for having me. It's been a pleasure, and had a great experience tonight.
Praise God. For those of you who may have missed the interview and just tuning in, don't be discouraged. Stay encouraged. It will be available for you no later than Tuesday, www.ymcteerempowerment4all.com. You can follow me on Twitter as well, at capital Y, capital M, lowercase c, capital T, I-E-R. Praise God for you all. Bless Mario and his family. Keep them covered and camped with angels, and God's blessings flow like never before into their lives. As we close tonight, Mario, I'm going to step away and let you step forward and pray to the listeners and allow God to speak through you of what he has you say on tonight's show.
Absolutely. Amen. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you, God, first of all, for being God and just allowing us to know you, Father, to get to know you, Father. Maybe there's someone listening tonight, Father, that hasn't had a true experience with you, Father. But I pray tonight, God, that you would just begin to show yourself mighty and show yourself strong, Father, that you would let them know that you still reign, God, that you sit high and that you look low. Father, I thank you, and I pray for every dream of every listener that may be out there and listening today, Father. I pray that you will just awaken the dream again, Father. Give them the zeal and the will to accomplish, God, what you've put inside of them, Father, God. For, God, I know that you can do all things but fail, God, and we trust you and believe that you're going to awaken every dream. Father, I pray, God, for every gifted person that is out there and may feel like they're not being recognized, God, I pray that you will give them sustainability, God. Just give them fortitude, God, to just stay in the race, Father, and not give up. And most of all, let them know that you recognize them, Father, that you see their works and their deeds, Father, and just encourage them to continue to give you praise, continue to glorify you, and just allow you to just manifest those things that you would have in their lives. And, Father, I pray for this show, God. I thank you for this opportunity. I pray for Miss, I don't want to say your last name wrong, but I pray, Father, that you would just enlarge her territory, God, and I thank you for the gift that you placed inside of her, God. I pray over this show, God, that you would continue to open doors and allow her to minister to and interview and talk with everybody, God, that you would put in her heart that she desires to speak with, Father. I know that you can do it, and I just trust that you're going to do it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I received that word. Thank you, Lord. Without further ado, we are ending Empowering for All tonight. I'm your host, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer, and we ended my show tonight with my guest praying for everyone, and a mighty prayer it was, artist and songwriter Mario J. Brown. Until next week, do join me every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 Central, 323-580-5749. Next week, my guests will be Rick and Chris Strickland, the authors of The Deep Confessions of Faithful Men. They will be returning to do part two, Another Joyous Time in the Lord. Until next week, I'm saying good night and God bless.
If it wasn't for you, I'd still be standing in the middle of the road, lost and confused. When you had a plan for me and I never knew, but now I'm living all for your glory. I found my purpose in you. That's why I'm telling everyone my story. I wanna blow my trumpet for you.
do it all for glory, Lord, and honor to your name.
In your